Putin's latest wave of airstrikes on Ukraine appears to be perhaps a calculated move to break Ukrainian morale, I guess to disrupt Western aid and strengthen Russia's hand ahead of any potential ceasefire talks. But more importantly, it looks as though this is a direct message to Washington and President Trump that says, I'm running the show, and the final act will take place on terms, my terms, which are complete and ultimate control over Ukraine. And he appears to be testing NATO's resolve as well by exploiting what we know are political divisions in the West and trying to force concessions by creating chaos. And at home, these attacks help him to rally national support, which is waning, and try to project strength during this difficult time for Ukraine and even for Russia, even though it may not seem like it.
And then, as we mentioned, of course, we have President Trump condemning these latest moves by Russia. What could that mean about potential shifts in foreign policy?
Well, let's talk about the tone. It's softer. And a part of the reason for that is because many people think President Trump is Vladimir Putin's friend. And I don't think that's the case. And most of the people I've spoken to don't think that's the case. He's a pragmatic person, and he's a person who gets what he wants. But so is Vladimir Putin. So this sharp rebuke of Putin may signal a calculated pivot rather than a genuine ideological shift. And a part of the reason for that, he's indicated several times in the past that he wasn't happy with Vladimir Putin, but he's reserved words like this, crazy and et cetera, and hasn't used them. But now he has. And that has let the Kremlin know that he's not happy, but they're responding, calling him emotional. So here we go with another potential blow up where harsh words are being used, but we'll have to wait and see how President Trump responds to that.
Okay, so Trump is critical of Putin now. He has also been very critical of Ukrainian President Zelensky. What do we make of that, President Trump being critical of both sides here now?
Well, by blaming both Putin and Zelensky, he's doing essentially what he said before. He said he wanted to end this war. He wanted to stop the killings. So he's laying true to that. And he's also laying what looks like the groundwork for a narrative that portrays this conflict as a product of poor leadership rather than clear aggression, meaning Volodymyr Zelensky could have avoided this war, which he said in the beginning, which is really not true, because Russia was going to attack them anyway. And it seems to appeal to people who are getting tired again of the U.S.'s involvement in this war. And it's certainly something he's demonstrated time and time again since he's been in office, that he did not want to be involved in this war. And then, frankly, doesn't really want to be involved much at all with any of the overseas allies, the Europeans, NATO, EU, et cetera. But this here seems to continue to leave him a space to say, look, Putin is wrong, but Zelensky is wrong, to leave him in the middle so he doesn't have to make that choice.